Hello, it's me. I'm very roomy tonight, aren't I? Sorry about that. I'm not in the booth. Just wanted to record this quickly. I've been spending a bit more time with Amp Lion 2 Rock Essentials from the good folks over at Audified, specifically experimenting with the doubling feature. Really, what I'm trying to figure out is, does their doubling feature pass muster, hold its own, if you will, against a set of traditionally played doubled guitars? So I'm in Reaper, and at the moment I've got a traditional set of doubles soloed, panned hard left and hard right. This is going to be the rhythm guitar part for a chorus that I'm working on. Let's have a listen to that first of all. So this isn't Amp Lion 2 Rock Essentials, this is a different amp sim. Ringing B string there, horrible. Luckily, that ringing B string only seems to be on the left hand side. I'm going to use the right hand side track and try this doubling feature. Bonus points if we can get rid of the ringing B string without me needing to replay anything. Okay, so now let's compare that against the preset that I'm using in Amp Lion, which is a preset called Chuggington. If nothing else, I just like the name. Didn't put a ton of time into matching anything up, really. All I did was turn down the input level slightly just to get it so the DI is hitting the amp how I would have expected it to if I was playing into it in real time. Sorry about the screen reader chatter, by the way. It's the quickest way to record this. Into the parameters window. And it's off at the moment, so let's start with that. And then I'll turn doubling on and off sporadically as we go through the part. I mean, it's tighter than I could have played it, I think, and perhaps a little bit too tight. I sort of wish I could relax it a little bit, or like randomize it or humanize it a little bit more. But it's sounding pretty compelling to me in solo, and I reckon if it's sounding real in solo, it will probably pass muster in the context of the mix. So let's just do a quick round of that before we knock off. I've made a little custom action to switch back and forward, which, as long as I feed it the right starting conditions, should work. So that muted. Those two unmuted. And let's get a bit of a run in as well, so we can hear it in context. Okay, so this is going to be the original, first of all. Bloody hell. I think I'm going to start using that.